this is just the best thing.
The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the Kuf Yud Gimel, deals with salting many pieces of meat together. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says maybe there's a havamina, like, you shouldn't salt many pieces of meat together, because the dam will come out of one and Maliach Krotev go into the other. But no, we say it's okay. What's not okay? The Gemara says, that's in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph, we say Taka is okay. What's not okay in Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Beis is to salt Ophos with Duggan. Why? Because Ophos are hard and Duggan are soft. And so the dam of the Duggan comes out. And the dam of the Duggan comes out right away. Then the dam of the Ophos comes out and goes into the Duggan. So if you salt Ophos with Duggan, the Duggan are trade. We'll assume the Ophos are kosher, but we'll get that. Okay, that's the Gemara. The mashmos of the Gemara, though, is something impossible. The pashat mashmos of the Gemara is that if you salt two things together and one of them has finished being maflit its dam, it'll absorb the dam of the other thing. Now, why is that impossible? Because every time you salt two pieces, salt many pieces of meat together, what do? You take one, you put a lot of salt in it, and put it in the clean manuka of or slanted board. Then you take another, put a lot of salt in it, you take a third, you put a lot of salt in it. So the first piece of meat, you're putting down 2 minutes earlier than the last piece of meat. So the first piece of meat will finish getting rid of all its dam 2 minutes earlier, and then it'll be ready to absorb. It'll absorb the dam from the last piece of meat. So I mean, you're not allowed to salt many pieces of meat together unless you put them all down simultaneously? Can't be. So the kasha becomes, this is what Tosos deals with. The famous Tosos of Kofi Beis and Beis, the end of that Tosos of the Maitha of the Rashi from yesterday, the main part of that Tosos. Why is it mutter to salt many pieces of meat together if the bottom one will finish expelling, will finish being pulling its dam, while the dam of the first one is still dripping down? And there are four answers. Tosos has four answers. They're actually summarized very nicely by the Prima Gadim here in the beginning of the Sefer Mishnah Zav. But does someone want to tell me the four answers of Tosos? Okay, Rabbi Tam, he takes a principle which is not found. It's found in the Gemara when it comes to Tzli. It's not found in that belief in the Gemara, but he applies this. We've seen this before. Dam Mishrik, Sharik Dam is slippery. Now, what we know it means is from the Gemara there that when you roast things, the dam will slip off and not, when you broil things, not go in. Does it mean anything else? Rabbi Tam says, yeah. By Malicha also Dam Mishrik Sharik. Again, just make sure. Rabbi Tam didn't invent the concept of Dam Mishrik Sharik. I don't think he would have had the chutzpah to do that. He just invented that Dam Mishrik Sharik is not only by broiling, it's also by salting. Therefore, if Dam Mishrik Sharik, then if I'm salting a lot of pieces of meat together, the dam comes out of one and just slides off the other ones because it's slippery. And of course it can't get a nibble into anything. And that's why whenever you salt pieces of meat together, it really doesn't matter. It'll just slide off all of them and fall on the bottom through the holes or down the diagonal.
Dam Ophos is not.
But even though dam is Mishrik Sharik, that's only off of a hard surface. Duggim are so soft that the dam won't slide off them. So dam is Mishrik Sharik off of Ophos and Basar. Anything but a dug. I mean, I don't know, yeah, other things you have to, I assume a piece of bread also dam's not. Right? Dam's not going to be Mishrik Sharik. If you have a piece of bread there, it's going to absorb the dam, obviously. Because it's very soft and porous. So duggim are soft and porous, and the dam doesn't slip off them. But as long as you're salting, but we don't usually salt fish anyway, right? Fish blood is mutter, taka. But as long as you're salting regular things, whether they be ophos or behemos or chayos, they're all hard enough that the dam will slip off of them. That's, right, lechor, that's also why we paskin, me'ikra din, right, the evet, if you salt on a kli menukav, the kli doesn't absorb the dam. Why not? Because the dam just slips off down the holes. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam's shot. Then Tosos brings a second shot. He doesn't tell us the name, but we'll see. This is a fairly popular shot, which is that since it is busy still being matlit seer, it will be matlit the dam of the other chaticha, meaning, let's say I put a lot of chatichos together, right? And one of them, let's say, for example, I salt chicken and beef together. The chor chicken is softer, right? So the chicken will finish sending out its dam in, let's just make up a number, right, in 10 minutes. While the beef will keep sending out dam for 18 minutes. But even after the chicken finishes expelling all its dam, like it's the shir malicha's over, right? Well, actually, it was an hour, but you have it 18 minutes. So happens this piece of chicken only takes 10 minutes. But still, so it won't be maflit any more dam. But it'll still be maflit gravy. It'll still be maflit sear, salty gravy. The dam is all out, but there's still plenty of liquid inside, right? If you salt things, the salt just, first it takes out the dam, then it just takes out all the liquid, and eventually it becomes dehydrated, which is why it's a way of preserving meat. Because anything dehydrated can't spoil. So it'll still be sending out its liquid for a whole day. We'll have to see what we mean by day, 12-hour day, 24-hour day. Well, it's machlokas. But so therefore, since the all day long it's going to be expelling something, so as long as it is being mapolate its own juices, so if any dam comes into it from the other piece, that'll also go out with the juices. So as long as the process of salting is going on, even if the blood's gone, but there's still juice left, so whatever comes in will go straight out. It'll just go straight through. What?
Also not
no, an oaf does have tzir. Dagim, the answer. An oaf has tzir, right? If you salt oaf with oaf or oaf with basar or whatever, then it'll all have enough tzir that all day long they'll all be sending out tzir. So even though the last one sends out its last drop of blood at, 3 o'clock, and that might land in another piece, it doesn't matter, since all the pieces are expelling tzir, it'll just get expelled and eventually make it down the hole in the bottom. But oafos with dogim, though, dogim are so soft that even their tzir goes out in 5 minutes. And therefore, oafos, even the tzir goes out in 5 minutes. So then they get traped up. Dogim, right, let's see. Why are dogim different? Let's just explain. So Rabbi Tam says, they are porous. Porous and dam doesn't fly off. The second day, it doesn't have a name, would say that they are maflit all their tzir very quickly. Right? What does very quickly means? In less than 18 minutes. Right? They are maflit all their tzir. Again, he doesn't say the shear. In less than 18 minutes. So therefore, unlike regular things, have all day's worth of tzir, dogim are so soft, their tzir goes out in 5 minutes, and then they can be assered. The Rimur leans has a little bit of more complicated shot. He says no. He says really only in those first 18 minutes, or whatever he held the shear was, 18 minutes, an hour, I don't know what his shita was, only while it's sending out its dam, can it send out any other dam that gets into it? But what he says is, let's say I put this piece of meat down at 1 o'clock, and then I put a meat down on top of it at 1:10. I would do it much quicker, but I'm just using an example. And then I put this down at 1:30. Right? What happens is the dam is going from here to here to here to here, etc. At 1:18, this should finish being pulled all its dam. And then the kasha is, why didn't it get asked from the dam of the guys on top of it? So the answer is, because since it's getting new dam all the time, as long as it's getting new dam, it keeps being pulled dam. Like, it doesn't close up shop, because new dam is coming in from the one on top. So therefore, it keeps being pulled dam until there's a break, which means that, let's just take an example of the Rimi Orleans and understand what he's saying. If you put this at 1 o'clock, and this at 1:17, and this at 1:34, and this at 1:51, that would be fine, because this is being polite dam for the first 17 minutes, and then it starts getting new dam, so it keeps being polite dam. But he says, as long as the plata highway is not closed, it still can be polite. However, of course, according to the Rimi Orleans, if you put this down at 1:19, or whatever the time was, then you're talking to be in trouble. Because once it's stopping pulling down, now It lost its power to be pulling down. Now new dam goes in, and it's stuck there. So, but you can restart the clock as many times as you want. Like, as long as there's a flow of a kolsha who of dam coming through the top one to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, it keeps being pulling. The word to use is kavan shelo nistatnu nikve haplita, as long as the holes of expelling dam have not been closed up yet, they're still in use. Hullet dam de chavre. It can expel the dam that it gets in from the one on top of it. That's the remiralings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your example, are we saying that they all finish at the same time, basically, when there's another gap of 18 minutes?
Yes. Yes, that's a very important nafkamina. So.
I'm just asking the top one. Will the top one never become trey? Because there'll be a time where it will put its dam into the bottom one. So the bottom one's being pulled, it's dam, but it won't be pulled upwards to the top.
Right, the dam is never pulled upwards. We'll see that later. Yeah, let me just see why the Duggan is a problem according to your leads. You have to say, Palat Damo Kodem Hascholas Platas Dam Ho. Right, for him, what's the problem with Duggan? That Duggan are so soft, all their dam comes out before the dam of the oaf even starts coming out. So all the dam comes out, and no dam is coming into them, so it closes up shop. All the dam comes out in 2 minutes, and only in the third minute does the oaf even start sending out dam. So all their dam goes out, and no new dam is coming in, so the fish closes up shop. It's nestat mu nikvei haplita. And then the dam of the oaf comes in, makes a treif.
But that was...
So he would say it's only pasa koach melach if new dam isn't coming in to keep that melach working. Chora, or maybe he wouldn't say that far. You know, again, Rimi Orleans, you could usually say whatever you want about what he would hold in other issues because we don't know his sheet is that much.
According to what we just said in the book, Rimi Orleans, you'd have to start the second one earlier. Than 17 minutes, you'd have to start it actually.
Taka, you would. And the truth is, I don't know where they can adopt it. Anyway, according to the Mimir Links, basically, you should just put them down without undue delay. But you're right, I agree. Nahum. The fourth shot of Tosos that he says is he uses a new Svara, which is very similar to the second shot, but from a different angle. And Lechorah. Some is more powerful, some is less. So we'll see, by the way, there's about a trillion nafkaminas between these. And basically all of Semen Ayin is nafkaminas between these different pshatim in one form or another. Is that Aydi Ditarit Lemitlat Sir Lo Boladam Dechavre. You see the difference. It's not that as long as it's spelling Sir, it can get in the dam of the one on top of it and send it out. It's that as long as it's busy expelling, it's a one-way street. Now, unlike most one-way streets, it could go either way, but only one way at a time. So it's a one-way street. As long as Tzir is going out of this piece, nothing can come in, or at least dam can't come in. And therefore, it never gets in the dam in the first place. It just, I don't know, dam has to find someplace else to go, because when something's expelling, it can't receive. And this, you have to... The dog would be the same. Duggan finished expelling all their tzir while the regular meat is still expelling down. So once they finish expelling all their tzir, then they can absorb. These are the four sheetahs in Tosfos. Four sheetahs in Tosfos. As to why you're allowed to salt many pieces of meat together, even though you delay a few minutes between, you know, putting each piece of meat in the pile. Different thing too is that as long as it's expelling its juice, any dam that gets absorbed in it, it can expel with the juice. Four is saying as long as it's expelling the juice, it never absorbs dam in the first place. Four is for most halakhic purposes better than two. It never, or some sheets is always better than two, it never absorbs dam in the first place because if it's sending out, it can't bring in. It's a one-way street. Those are the four basic shitas. Now, the Prima Gaudim gives about a trillion nafkaminas between them. Like I said, most of all of Semen Ayin is nafkaminas between these shitas. Would anyone want to just tell me Svara, what would be a nafkamina between these shitas? Yeah?
Depending on the state of the chicken and the dog is. Like whether they're really soft or overcooked or whatever.
Well, they're raw. Now, let's assume all bugum are soft and all opals are hard.
It's fine to say that you eat them before you cook them. I didn't mean cook them, before you cook them.
Okay, but that's going to be hard to put your finger on.
So, before you say that, wouldn't like a simple sparrow be, for instance, a rascal, like a bowl of capapulto, like, you know, just like, the same way it goes in, it just comes out. So
ah, very good. Cabolo capapulto, excellent. Wouldn't the truth is that I'm cheating a little here. Why not just say kibolo kapolto means if it comes in through Malika, it comes out through Malika, right? And Jeff didn't invent that svara, and he didn't even invent it in our context, right? Maybe, you know, everyone knows the svara kibolo kapolto by Kasher and Kalim. Okay, but maybe Kasher and Kalim is not such a close example. We also have kibolo kapolto sucking the fine dollar about broiling meat, about broiling meat. So we see for Dom also we say kibolo kapolto, so maybe we could solve the whole problem by saying kibolo kapolto. Anytime meat comes in through malicha, anytime blood comes in through malicha, it comes out through malicha. Kibolo kapolto. Can we say kibolo kapolto? So the truth is, Taka, if we said kibolo kapolto, then why wouldn't the dugin be mutter? You'd have to say kibolo kapolto except dugin. But there are sheets that say kibolo kapolto. So l'chora. And might or might not be doing shulchan. L'chora, you could say fifth shita of kibolo kachpolto. Right, we'll see who says that shita. Tosos thinks that's ridiculous. As the hanacha of Tosos assumes you don't say kibolo kachpolto, right? That's like the repulsion of Tosos. You can't say whatever comes into Malika goes out from Malika, which would solve the problem very nicely. Probably because then why don't you say kibolo kachpolto by Duggan? But, you're right, it's definitely a svara. Just say kibolo kach polto. And then dugin is going to be a little tricky. Like, so why don't you say kibolo kach polto if you salt fowl with dugin? But, okay, Taka, we'll have to answer that when we come to it. But Tosos assumes that's not true. Okay, let us first read the Mechaber. Oh, okay, yeah. So anyone want to suggest an afkamina? If the fish is on top, I'm not sure of an afkamina. Everyone might agree that's mutter, because Dom doesn't go up. Gravity only brings it down. So, now, it's a little tricky, but pashtus, that's not going to do the trick. So, but forget about fish. Right? So, well, let's see. Let's read the Mechaber and see how many afkaminas we come across. Molkin harbi chaticho zoa gavzo. Afa pishata tona gomeris pleitasa kodun lel yona. Lo aminin shechoseris velasmi dam el yona. You can allow to be do malicha of many chatichos on top of each other, even though the bottom one finishes expelling all its dam before the top one. We don't worry that it's going to go back and absorb the dam dripping down from the top one. Why? Fishu show harbi leflot sir, because it takes a lot of time for it to finish expelling its juices the whole day. The whole time will let the sira eino bo la'as, and as long as it's expelling juices, it can't absorb anything. So it can't absorb anything. That is, who does the Mechaber hold like? Which answer? Number four. Right. The Mechaber holds like number four. As long as it's expelling its juices for a whole day, then it won't be able to absorb anything. Va'afilu miskabetz harbetzir va'omei beguma. Even if a lot of brine gets stuck in an indentation, right? Think about this. He's already giving us some nafkaminas here. What if? Why is he bringing up this issue of guma? What's a guma mean? Here you have one piece, and here you have another piece, right? Well, there are little pieces there that keep it from falling. And dam sort of collects here in this guma, right? There's an indentation. So he says it's still okay, even if the dam is collecting in a guma, shebeina chatichos, in the in between the chatichos, there's some sort of indentation, and it collects there. No problem. Why is there no problem? Because since this piece is expelling its juices, it can't absorb anything. Now, who would say this pocket is a big problem? Rabbi Yehuda Tam. Exactly. That's the nafkamina. Yeah, the Prima Gadim says it. Tosaf said it. That one nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda Tam and all the other pshatim. Rabbi Yehuda Tam would say that Dam Mishra Chargit slides off, but if it's collected in a guma, it can't slide. No place for it to slide. So Rabbi Yehuda Tam would say if there's a guma, then it's treif. Tosaf points out, we obviously don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda Tam because by some chol yom it's kosher. But all the other pshatim would say, what do you mean? Even if it's in a guma, either pshatim 2 and 3 would say it gets absorbed and then goes back out the bottom, or pshat 4, the machaber, would say it doesn't get absorbed even if it's in a guma because something expelling can't absorb. Bamed varim amurim continues the machaber. Good, so we have one nafkamina. Bamed varim amurim bimoleach basar im basar. Bafilu basar shor basar gvim utlan bafilu ofos. This is only meat with meat. Even if it's hard with soft, like beef with mutton, or even beef with fowl, but still, she'ef shalem ligmor kol pleita sirin and she'yigmor basar shor lithlotus damo. Even if you put chicken on the bottom and you put beef on top, still, by the chicken is not going to finish sending out all its juices until all the dam from the shore is gone. Like, even if you say the shore will take longer to be pulling all its dam, it doesn't matter. And as long as they're in the realm of behema chayi va'of, there is no behema chayi va'of that will finish being pulled all its tzir while the other one is still being pulled down. And even though obviously you might put the top one in 5 minutes later than the bottom one, it doesn't matter. Even if the bottom one is the smallest pigeon and the top one is the biggest ox, then even if it takes you a few minutes to put the top one on, still that pigeon will still be sending out its juices by the time the last drop of blood comes down from the ox meat. That's the Masorah we have. The Rambam adds, and we call makom. However, noagim lahachmir lechachila shekol chaticha sheish lebeis kibble kum dofen shleima mahatchenusa sheyizov hadam. But they have any lachash lechachila. Right. What's the psak here? The psak is the mechaber says mutter, and the Rambam says you should be machmir lechachila. Apparently, we don't think Rabbi Yehuda Tam is the right answer. We don't really hold Rabbi Yehuda Tam, but we're choshesh lechatchila. For Rabbi Yehuda Tam, we're choshesh lechatchila for Rabbi Yehuda Tam. That maybe he's the right answer, maybe a guma is a problem, so lechatchila, why get into trouble? If you have meat with a guma, like a whole side, right? A side like with the ribs, like it's curved and it has a very, very big guma. So turn it the other way so that the guma will be downwards. Right? Why not look at Chiva? But with the Eved, we don't worry. We think the other pshatim are correct, not Rabbi Yehuda Tam. Which of the other pshatim does the Rambam think is correct? Right? Does he necessarily agree with the Mechaber, or does he agree with one of the other pshatim? Talk in the end. I don't, I'm not sure why. But no one actually seems to hold like Yerim Yerlin so much. People don't tend to pass on Yerim Yerlin. But the Taz of Katan Aleph claims that the Ramah later on sounds like shot number 2. The Taz thinks the Ramah doesn't exactly agree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber thinks that it's not bolei at all as long as the tzir is coming out. The Rambam actually thinks it will be bolei as long as the tzir is coming out, but it'll send it right back out. So there's a subtle difference, at least according to the Taz, between the Mechaber and the Rambam. We'll see the Shach is a different version of the Rambam, which is a little more complicated, which we won't write on the board now. That's why I just wrote Rambam Lefi HaTaz.
Why does the Taz say that?
Because of what we'll see in Sifvav, which is why I'm not really, I'm just sort of pointing out that it's an issue. We can't really get to it until we get to Sifvav. Now, most of the Nafkaminas actually will be in Sifvav. But does anyone? Let's just think of some nafkaminas that won't be in Sifvav, right? Before we go on, that the Prima Gadim here and the Mishnah Zav Sukkot now the first two paragraphs gives like all a trillion nafkaminas. But let's just think of some that will not be in Sifvav. Truly, you can think of either way. The how long, let's say, remember my pile here?
1 o'clock, 1:10, 1:20, 1:30. How long do I have to leave this piece here? When can I take out the bottom piece? Assuming I don't mind playing, losing a game of don't tip the waiter. Right? How long, when can I take out the bottom piece? And let's say lechachila, we're hour next, right? Lechachila, we wait an hour. When can I take out the bottom piece? What are the two options?
1:48.
At 1:48, I just said we hold an hour lechachila. At 2 o'clock, or do I have to wait till 2:30? So, what do you think? Can I take it off at 2 o'clock, or do I have to wait till 2:30?
Actually, past 2:30, because there's something dripping after at that point, right? Coming down. Include extra time, like we do for Shabbos.
Interesting. Okay, but the poskim don't seem to make a big deal of that. Although we swear it makes a lot of sense. So, in the lashon of the Achronim. Oh, really? Okay. According to Rina Tam, when can you take out the bottom piece? 2 o'clock. According to the Machaber, when can you take out the bottom piece?
It never went in.
Okay. At 2 o'clock, what's happening according to the second day? What's happening to that bottom piece according to the second day? What's it in the middle of doing?
It got blood in.
It's in the middle of getting blood in and sending it back out. So if we grab it away at 2 o'clock and we freeze frame in the middle, where are we going to catch it? With blood in the middle on the way through, right? According to these deos, according to the Rimi or Leans or the second day, which the Taz would say, therefore we have to nachra on this, we Ashkenazim, it's still absorbing dam till 2:30. It's absorbing a dam that drips down from the top. It's just absorbing and it's sending it back out. But if we take it away in the middle, it might still have dam in the middle. We have to wait for it to get all that dam out. So therefore, we have to leave them all there until 2:30.
Unless there's a story that dam that comes in goes out quicker than dam that's...
But it's still going out instantaneously, so you never know where you're freezing the frame. So, in Tzorech, lehash, this is called lehashos hatachtona kashir el yona. Do you have to let the bottom one sit there until the top one is finished? So Rabbeinu Tam would say no, and the fourth day would say no. But the middle day would say, yeah, it's absorbing dam, it's just sending it back out. But you can't remove it in the middle. It might have absorbed, and dam's still on the way out, but it hasn't gone out yet. Okay, some of the other... Anyone want to suggest other nafkaminas? Yeah?
What happens if you're dealing with an isser other than dam that's not slippery?
Aha, what if you're... Okay, the problem is this. If it's an isser other than dam, not only is it not slippery, but none of these are going to apply. That's the mefurish sugya. If it's an isser that's not dam, number one, it's not slippery. Number two, salt doesn't make it come out. And number three, it can absorb it even while it's expelling. So the reason not nafkamina is because it's a gemara. But it's a nice idea. But, okay, so let's come back to it. And you can look in here, some of the more obscure nafkaminas, or we'll come back to it in Sifvav. Let's continue then. Chaticha shemolachos ashtepa amin muteris. If you salted a piece of meat twice, that's okay. V'lo chashinan shenelach hasheni mavli adam anishim l'chum shom. This is a bit of a side point, at least see what's relevant. If you salt meat twice, it's okay. We don't say that the second time you salt it, the first time is gonna go back in. The Taz explains here that even though if you salt without hadach or mishona, you're afraid it's gonna make the dam come back in. But over here, it's not real dam; it's just dam and salt that's on the outside. Besides that, over here, it's in the middle of salting, so nothing's gonna go in. It's gonna come out. Okay, we'll accept that halacha for now. The mechaber continues. Then aval basar in dogim, afil basar ofos in dogim, aser lemloach. But meat with fish, even if it's fowl with fish, is also fish. Our dogim pulled them cold tziron. What should the mechaber say? The dogim are pulling all their tzir. They finish getting rid of all juices and become totally dehydrated. Kod them sheiflo ofos damo, before the oaf finishes expelling all its dam, so the dam will fall on the fish after the fish are finished being polate and will get absorbed into the fish. The avar molchan yachad ha'ofos. Thank you. If you can get it to work. Beim aver mochan yachad ha'ovos mutarin, aval adogim tzarech liko meyem kdei klipa beim lo nitlu kaskas seim shenin luchu mutarin.
So the Mechaber says, what if you were over and you salted fish and ofos and dugim together? Then the ofos are still mutar. Right, well, there's some controversy, but it's pretty acceptable. The ofos are mutar. But the dugim talk to absorb the dam and become usher. How usher did the dugim become? Well, the dugim became usher through malicha. So you tell me, how usher did they become through malicha? Could they klipa? And what if they still have the scales on them? Then why are they mutar?
Not yet.
Because the scales are the klipa, you're not going to eat the scales anyway.
Right? So you're beseder. Although, keep that in mind, eh? The Yesh Osrim Kala Dagim, the Ramah says, Yesh Osrim Kala Dagim Enam Shishim Kanayit Ophos, unless they're 60 times as big as the Ophos. Why? Everyone knows this is, you could have said a different reason, but the Ramah says, this is the same Achlokas we saw in Simen Tzadi Aleph, and really in Simen Kopei, Siftes. The Anim Misharim Melicha B'Shishim, Ahachino, everyone knows the difference between Sfarim and Ashkenazim. Svardim or Mishar, say Malicha only asks Kadei Klipa, unless it's Shamein. Well, Ashkenazim say, oh, we're not Bekiyim, we just assume all Malicha is B'Shishim. So now here also, the Mechaber says only asks Kadei Klipa the Dagim. The Ramah says it'll ask all the Dagim. It's a bit of a problem. Isn't blood not Shamein? Even not Shamein, but you're saying isn't blood something that's Lo Shayach Bo Shamnunis? So that was Akasha that I'm trying to remember who asked that Akasha. That was the Akasha that was brought up.
Isn't it Isidore?
Right. So
one second. Isn't the Dam not even Shayach Bo Shamnunis and it's an Isidore Rabbanan? Right. It's not Shayach Bo Shamnunis and it's also Isidore Rabbanan. So why is the Ramah Machmer even here? So the Gilyan Marshar brought one answer.
The Gilyan Marshar, anyone know how to fix it? The Gilyan Marshar brings one answer. He says that, although it's going to be a little tricky, he says that the dam comes out, it's like this mixed brine with fat in it also, so the dam is considered to have fatty properties, and therefore will be machmir b'shishim.
That's right on the side here, Gilyan Marshar, Yud Aleph, in the fancy editions. Okay, v'davka, now the Ramah says what they said, v'davka, the less b'kasim, only if there's no scales. If there's scales, it's okay. Hold on, why is it okay if there's scales for the Ramah? For the Mechaber, it's okay if there's scales, because that's the Klipa. But for the Ramah, who cares if there's scales? Why is it no lusser? The answer is, fish with scales are just as hard as meat. That's what he says. The rough, that's for the less bukas kasim. The roughy karmai who pulled to miyad. Well, he is bukas kasim utarim. The ain't pulled to miyad. Lo boli mina ofos. The idea treaty lifted. Lo boli midi have a sheikhatech. Shinim luchu yachad. Says, the Ramah makes a new kula of kaskasim. He says, only if there's no scales, fish are soft and they're pulling very quickly. But if the fish have scales, then they're not pulling quickly. They're pulling slowly. And if they're pulling slowly, they're like any other piece of meat that by the time the dam comes in, they're still being pulled for a long time. They'll be pulled all day long because it takes a long time to be pulled through the scales. And therefore, it'll be like two pieces of meat and it'll be mutter. Okay, the Bameh, now the question of the dugim bottom or top, that's in Sif Beis. Bamed varim amurim kishamolach. All right, we have the daylight. Let's take advantage. Bamed varim amurim. Open the shades. Turn off the air conditioner. Yeah. Allegedly. Oh no, the remote is still on. That has a battery. Hey, bamed varim amurim. In Sif Beis, Kishamolach Shneim Yachad Osha Ot Maliach V'Dug Tafel. When is this going to be a problem, Ophos with Dugim, when they're both salted, or if the Oph is salted and the Dug isn't? Because then the blood will come out of the Oph going to the Dugim. Avalim Dug Maliach The old tatel v'nasdam zeitzel zel zel gav zeh af dugim utarm lo klipa. But if only the dugim are salted and the oaf is not salted, then nothing's going to come out of the oaf. And so therefore, the dugim will be mutter, won't be usher yidei klipa. The dugim won't be usher at all, because if the oaf isn't salted, nothing's going to come out of the oaf. And even though we'll see later on, some people are machmir that if it's touching, maybe they'll both be considered salted. But in this, it would have to be a lot of dam coming out and have to be nivla very strongly. Then we're sure that even if taka they're touching, right? So the opals might get a little salt from the dug. But that little salt won't be enough to make blood go into the dug while it's being salted and not come out again. Meshach explains, so it's no problem. The Rambam adds, V'chein ma'dogim u'nochem al ha'ofos mutarim, afilu nimlechu yachad, d'dam enim fapeh le'malav l'gurmi chatich menach v'tzir, d'mash l'malav menatzir shari. Likewise, if the dugim are on top and the opals are on the bottom, let's say they're all salted together, the dugim are on top, so dam doesn't go up, it only goes down through gravity. It's not mfapeh upwards. Therefore, it won't go into the dugim and asher them, because dam can't go upwards. The shach thinks it'll asher kdei klipa the dugim, so it'll go like into the kdei klipa bottom of the dugim. Not everyone agrees with that. The Prima Gadim bring the Mechaz Yaakov argues whether it'll even go up a kdei klipa, but whatever, okay, let's be machmer. Let's say it'll go up a kdei klipa, but it won't go through the dugim, because dam doesn't go up. The haraya, remember when you had a piece that was even sitting in a pool of tzir, whatever was on top of the level of the tzir was mutter, because the dam doesn't go up. So here also, the dam's not mefapeya up.
It's not
mefapeya
up, they're connected. So the bottom, if they cleave, it makes less sense. They're connected, the bottom, and then
the
space with the bottom.
Right, nachon. Right, it does make sense that a cleave would be usher, which is what the shach says in Sivkatan, yud. The chain, the Rambam adds, in lo hiniach adagim etzel ofos el achash show ofos b'milchon shir b'licha afadagim mutar malfishnei meluchim. And another heter is, if you didn't put the dugim down till the ofos had already sat for an hour or 18 minutes but you have for shir b'licha, then it's mutar because the ofos aren't being pulled down anymore because they already finished their melicha. So then it is mutar. And the shat says, oh, what about the fact there's a little schmutz on the surface of the ofos? So he says, okay, but that little schmutz on the side of the ofos is not going to get into the dugim and asser it.
What about the blood that's already in the salt? Yes, no more new blood is coming out of the ofos.
No, that means there's a little salt on the surface of the ofos, right, and you put the dugim on top of them. But that little salt on the surface of the ofos will not put the blood into the dugim. You know, it's sort of like Maisa Darashi, right? Where after the Shir Malicha, Rashi assumes it's okay. And here, everyone assumes it's okay. The Maisa Darashi is Mama sitting in a pool of something. Here, we're just touching. Everyone's so Mecham Rashi. The in Nimlechu Dagim Beklisha Malchu Bavasar, another Kula. Hadagim Utarim, the Ina Dagim Bolim, Hadam Shakli, the Nilchil Kedum. Likewise, if you salt fish in a Kli that was previously used to salt Ophos, the dugim are okay because everyone knows the rule. Emily Flakalu, the salt is not going to get the taste out of the kli into the fish. Bahada Amrina, now here's a controversial part of the Ramah. Bahada Amrina, the mad dog taught Elva Ophos Meluchim Asurim, Hainu Davga, Shehad Dug Polak Fardomo Behuda. When do we say that if the dog is Tafel and the Ophos are Meluchim, it's a problem? There are two kinds of dug tafel. There's a dug tafel which is previously salted. There's a dug tafel meaning never salted. So the Ramah says, when is a dug tafel going to be a problem if it was previously salted? Right? And it was already sent, got rid of all its dam, and was washed off. The shach deals with whether, whether we take that washed off literally or not. But we won't go into that now. But if you have a raw, never salted dog with the oak, then mutter, it's mutter. Why? The agav the yiflot. Dam di day, yiflot gamkin adam shabaleim in a ofos, kmochaticha, shenaflot tzir, kodem alicha, the mutter may I time it, moshi spar lakaman, simen zeh.
That we're not going to chazer now. Now, before we get to the dugim, what's he saying later on? He brings in an interesting case from later on.
chaticha that fell into the tzir pre-malicha.
Right? What about this case? Chaticha pre-malicha falls into the malicha. Right? What would you say about that? Right? Meaning an unsalted, never salted piece of meat, stam falls in. What would you say according to all of our main say? Does that piece become treif or not? A never salted piece of meat falls in with where all the meat is salted. I think this is easy. What would Rabbeinu Tam say? Hmm? Mutter. Because the dam slips off it. No problem. What about according to the second shot? What would happen according to the second shot? If this never salted piece of meat falls in where all the meat is salting? What?
Also, mutter, it'll come in and it'll go out.
But how can it go out? It's not being. It has no salt on it.
Well, the bottom is being salted. No. What's the case?
Okay, you have all these pieces together, and then in the middle somehow falls a piece that's never been salted yet. A regular, bare, naked piece of meat. So, I mean, Tom would say, all the dam slips off it. What would the second day say?
There's no salt here at all.
No, there's salt on all the other pieces except this.
It's
not being flipped. It's not sending anything out, so it absorbs dam, but... What? But what happens when you salt it?
Well, you're salt.
Right, it hasn't been salted yet. What happens when you
then? And then all the meat, all the but
dam. It will absorb dam, but whatever dam it absorbs will come out when you salt it. Because when you salt it tomorrow, it'll be maflit its sear, and with its sear, it'll be maflit all the dam it absorbs. So according to this day, what you should say, according to these 2 days, is that voila, will yotze al yedei malicha. That one piece of meat. Right? I apologize. Okay, what's the status of this one piece of meat? A chaticha that was never nimlach falls into the tzir. It falls into all the blood. Touches all the blood. So there's not even time it won't absorb anything. Mishra shark. According to the second and third shatim, it will absorb, but if you put a lot of salt on it, it'll come out, because as long as it's sending its own dam out, it'll also send out the dam it got from someplace else. According to the fourth shat, it would seem that it would be a problem, because since it wasn't being pulled at the time it absorbed, and who says it will come out later? So, could be usser, because who says it will come out later? Low bully. That svar doesn't apply, right? Right now, this little piece is not being tarred with anything, so it is bolea. Then the question just becomes, will it be pulled later on? We don't know.
That blood will be harder to be pulled from regular blood.
That we don't know. That we don't know. And what we should say is, let's say it's better, it definitely will be bolea. Will it come out? We can't know for sure, right? After all, if this piece has never, ever been salted, then maybe that's better off that, you know, it's never been salted, so maybe the media, everything will come out. It still has all its dam in it. So maybe as long as it's sending out all its dam, it will be able to send out this blood. Or maybe not. Because we know the fourth sheet that denies the second and third. It denies that as long as you're sending out seer, you can send out other dam. It denies that you can, like, restart the clock and keep the street open and send out other dam. But it's actually the mode that... As long as you're being poli dam didei, you're poli dam da achrini.
Does it?
Yeah. Sorry.
The second sheet doesn't have to happen at the same time, right?
Lechor not. Why should it have to happen at the same time? I mean, I hear the svara, but if you think about it, what? I don't know.
And the fourth sheet is just that. It's not Bolea, and that's it. And that's all we know. It's not Bolea. As long as it's poly, it's not Bolea.
And over here,
we don't know.
Fourth sheet wouldn't help you, right? Because it will be Bolea. The question is, will it come out again? So that we're not 100% sure about. 1 second. Mm.
Okay, we'll have to see that. Now, what does the Rama say here? He says that Dagim, what's the case here? If Dagim pre Malicha, what do we paskin lemaisa? We paskin that it's mutter.
We paskin that it's mutter in this case. So you would think that the Rama is right. That's a psak. A psak later on it's mutter. If a piece that was never nimlach falls into all the tzir and gets blood in it, then we paskin that even though
we paskin that it's mutter.
Question is, what about fish? So what if a fish that's never been salted falls into the dam? So what does the Rama say? The Rama says, Hu hadin, just like if meat that's never been salted falls in, it's mutter. Hu hadin, if a fish that's never been salted falls in, it's mutter.
Because just like meat that's never been salted, even though it absorbed dam, when you salt it, just like its own dam comes out, the foreign dam will also come out. So too fish, if it's never been salted yet, then when you salt it, its own dam will come out, and the foreign dam will come out. That's what the Rama says. However, the Shach questions this Rama, he brings out a machlokas about it, and the Taz utterly rejects the Rama, and he brings many, many svaros. The Taz is very long, but I just, even with Tzayin to the Be'er Hetiv, who summarizes it, you've wrote many, many rayas. The Taz holds
that even though by meat we have this heter, what about Doug? So the Rama says Doug is also mutter. But the Taz says Doug is usher. That we can't use this kulabai Doug. Meat, if it absorbs dam, it'll come out with its own dam. But Dugim, it won't come out with its own dam. Why are Dugim
worse?
So there are a bunch of shitas why Dugim are worse. He mentions five svaras why Dugim are worse. It's very interesting to list these svaras. The second svara is because maybe Dugim don't have dam. Maybe Dugim don't have dam. What does that mean? Of course, Dugim have dam. What it means is maybe what they have is not like real dam. That's why it's not usser. Dam of Dugim is not usser. So the dam of Dugim doesn't really have the same properties as, it's not as serious as dam of Behemos, and therefore, even if you salt it, since it doesn't have its own dam to send out, it can't get rid of the foreign dam. Another pshat is, since Dugim have only a little dam, so even when they send out their little dam, they won't be able to get rid of the dam they absorb from someplace else. The fourth pshat is, Dugim are more absorbent. Since Dugim are soft, they absorb the dam so well that even if you salt them, it won't come out. So unlike meat, if it absorbs foreign dam, and then you salt it, the foreign dam will come out. But Dugim, the foreign dam won't come out, either because it doesn't have its own dam, so it can't get out the foreign dam, or because it only has a little of its own dam, so it can't get out the foreign dam, or because it's so absorbent, it absorbed the foreign dam so well, that it will never be able to get it out. The first shot is interesting. He quotes from the Prisha. He says it's a strange shot. One second. Sheyesha. Where's the Prisha here? Here, because of Raprisha, Dishani Hazm da Dugim Shem Hector Alehem, the Eich Natirim Shekiblu Isser Dam. The Dugim were originally Mutter and then absorbed Dam. As opposed to, it's not clear what the Prisha means, but as opposed to, which was always usher to the dam, so absorb more dam, it's not a problem. Dugim were originally mutter, you're allowed to eat dam of Dugim. Therefore, once they get dam, it's a problem. Not exactly sure what the Prisha meant, but maybe he meant, like, I want to quote it from the Rav. The Rav said that Malicha is not just a physical process, it's a Chalos Matir. There's a special din of Malicha as a Matir. So for the Rav, you say very nicely, for Basar Oaf and Behema, which started out also, there's a Matir of Malicha. For Dagim, since they started out as Mutter, with they've done with Mutter anyway, the Matir of Malicha was never set by Dagim, and therefore, you can't use Malicha by Dagim. So it could be that what the Prisha means to say is just that it's a din. Malicha is a Matir by Oaf, Behema, and Chaya, but there is no Matir of Malicha by Dagim. What? No. Maybe it's a matter for meat with blood. So it could be that unless the Prisha just didn't really didn't mean anything to Duyuk, meaning unless he was just wasn't trying to be Duyuk and actually explain it, he was just sort of saying, maybe he meant like the rug, which would be a very big Kiddush in Lundus, that the reason why this works for everything else is not purely physical, because it's Chalos Matir. But by Dagim, there's no Chalos Matir of Malicha, so the whole rule of Malicha doesn't apply. He quotes number 5, sort of a Durabanan version of this. He says, based on the Svar of the Rashbam says, which I realize I should have mentioned it earlier when we asked, does Malicha get out all the Dan? Remember, the Rambam and Ra'el Malicha doesn't get out all the Dan. I actually asked my Taimani friend at Shachar's this morning. He says, yeah, whenever he buys meat, he has to put it right away in boiling water. And, you know, they're not stark Taimanim. They heat up the kumkum and pour boiling water on the meat. But the stark way is you put the meat in boiling water. But the Rashba said it gets out all the dam. Ah, do we really believe that? The Rashba says yes. Or you could say, like, it's chalos matir. The Rashbam says, like, a lundish version of this. The Rashbam says, you know what? Maybe it doesn't get out all the dam. But Dam Shebilcho is the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said, just do Malicha, don't be so makvid. So it's like, Midi Rabbanan, they said there's a matter of Malicha. Since, after Malicha, the Dam is only the Rabbanan anyway, they said do Malicha, that's good enough. So the Taz suggests, maybe, for Ophos and Baha and Behem and Chaya, where the Chacham said do Malicha, if you do Malicha, that's good enough. But in Oph and Dagim, where the Chacham never told you to get involved in the first place, they never said do Malicha, that's good enough. There's no Chalos matter of Malicha. Midi Rabbanan. And therefore, you can never be matter dogim and absorbed down. Okay, that's a whole bunch of different reasons the Taz says. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes to an unsalted, a never salted dog that falls into all the tzir, then there are moments a mutter just like a never salted meat, while the Taz would say usher, and the Shach seems to also question Ramah here, so l'chor we would be matter on this. Yes.
Can you say something like that? We had a oaf maluah, but we had a raw dad, and then we said the raw dad was okay. It was only the cook, or it was only the dad that's already been free maluah already, salted already. That would was when you salted together.
That's the Ramah said. And a Hanami, that's what the Ramah said.
But the Taz disagrees. The Taz disagrees. So just, here, I'll chazer that part for you. If here you have your oaf, oaf is maluach or tafel. The dog could be maluach or tafel but salted previously, or tafel but never salted. So if the oaf is tafel, then it's going to be mutter no matter what. If the oaf is, this is going to be usser. This is going to be usser, and this is going to be the machlokes between the Ramah and the Taz. Again, if the oaf is tafel, so it's no problem, because no blood is coming out of the oaf. And even if a tiny bit comes or it touches the dog, that's not going to be a problem. But if the oaf is maluach and sending out dam, if the dog is maluach, it's going to absorb the dam, so it'll finish all the seer first, and then it'll absorb dam. If the oaf is tafel but was salted once, then it'll absorb the dam, because we know maluach goes into the tafel. But if the dog was never salted yet, it'll certainly absorb the dam. But of course, the Ramah, you can get it back out. And according to the Taz, you can't.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, Sifim Gimel and Dalet are fairly straightforward. Gimel says, Basar Shchut Hashem Malchum Basar Treifa. Right? This is the continuation of the Gemara there.
Daf Kufi B is going on to Kufi Gimel. This was asked before. Maybe it's an Afgamina, although we'll see it's not. What if it's not an issue of Dam? What if you're salting Treif with kosher? Right? Accidentally, you salt Shchuta with Treifa, right? This is probably Maisim Chol Yo. Right? They would shech two animals. They would put all the meat together and salt it. And then someone would pick up the intestine of, one of them, or maybe if they would check an animal and a cow and a sheep, and they would put the meat to salt, then all of a sudden someone picks up the brain of the sheep and sees a neck of the crow, a moach, or in the intestine or something, sees a trait in the sheep. So all the sheep meat is trait. How about the beef that was salted with it? Is that also trait? What if you salt, what happened all the time, trait with kosher. So, basar shchut shemolchum basar treifa, osha treifa melucha akshir tefela, right? It's just as bad when they're both salty, or whether the treif is meliach and the kosher is tafel, because the meliach always gives the tam into the tafel. They nogin zevaz and they're touching each other, which is over here is lav dafka. Asar kidei klipa. Remember the machaber says melucha only asar kidei klipa. It is asar kidei klipa. Even though we know if you salt pieces of meat together, they're not bolea each other's dam. So what's the problem? Bolea mitzira, even though it doesn't absorb the dam of the treifa, it absorbs the gravy. And the reason it's not enough to mean is because in the Gemara, right? It still absorbs the gravy. That's what they had a shaila. They even had a shaila like this happened. He says, I know they won't absorb each other's dam, so maybe it'll be okay. They say no, Hatzmeim, Lesser, Tzirah, Verot, from the Kippa, that we have a special drusha that teaches us that the gravy that comes out of treif is also treif. Therefore, even though it won't absorb the dam, it will absorb the gravy. Again, that makes the most sense according to the first three pshatim. According to being a tam, gravy is not slippery. It's not viscous, it's very thin. Even according to the next two pshatim, the gravy will come in and it won't come out because we never heard that salting gets rid of all the gravy. We only know salty gets rid of all the dam. According to the fourth shot, it's a little trickier. But you have to say that even though it's tarid lemifla dam, that just means it can't be volea dam. Or even if it's tarid lemifla tzir, it can't be volea dam. But it can be volea tzir. And so you have to say lemaisa. Again, all of these kula, the whole kula we started with, again, we started with a kula that for some reason, we don't know which, there are four or five reasons really, Jeff pointed out. There are, for some reason, when you salt a piece of meat together, they don't permanently absorb each other's dam. That doesn't apply to fish, and that doesn't apply to treif gravy. It only applies to dam. But if it's treif and kosher, then it will absorb. The Shach actually here has a nice little summary of when gravy is d'oraisa and when gravy is d'rabbana. It's good to have in your back pocket, he says, special drusha, that gravy of nevela and treifa and shrutzim is also d'oraisa. Seer, actually it's not gravy, I should say brine. Brine of the valen treif and shkatzim is also d'oraisa. Brine of dugim, since there's no special zeros, because it's only d'rabbanan. And seer of dam, indicate for wudas or something, is also d'rabbanan, because it's dam shemilcha. Okay, that's a nice summary in the Shach. Yud ches. L'maisit, l'chab continues, avol makshir maluch v'atreif atzveil. Remember, we had this gemara, we mentioned a few times. Tahar maluch tamim tafel. Right, muteres badacha below klipa beinas sanksher lamala beinas lamata. But if the kosher is salted and the treif is tafel, if the kosher is salted and the treif is tafel, then remember the salted always gives taste to the tafel. The tafel never gives taste to the salted. Therefore, the treif won't give any taste to the kosher one. It'll be mutter if you just wash it off. And it doesn't make a difference which is on top, which is on the bottom. The Yesh Misha Oser, remember we saw this in the name of the Rambam, Nogin Zeb Zeb Sovashal, Hutra Elba Omdim Samach Bikdesha Plechaza, and Nogazba Zeb. This is the sheet of the Ram, is Machmir, which, if you remember, the Ramah was Machmir like, except for Makam Hefsin Marufa and Simon Sadi Aleph. The Ram is Machmir, no. When do we have the Kula of, again, here is the Tamei Tafel and the Tahor Moluach. So most people understand that that's mutter. The tafel never gives taste to the maluach, and it's okay, just rinse it off. That's the machaber. But the second day in the machaber, which the Ramah here doesn't comment, but the Shach probably points out. Yeah. that, so in Kopei, sorry, he does comment, that the Ran says, no, that doesn't make any sense. This should be usur, because since this is salty, this also gets a little salt, and then it goes back and gives a tam. Rather, the Gemara meant this case, and then there's just a pool of, like, liquid on the floor. That's where, if the tar is the local tummy's tahor, that pool of liquid is all from the tahor. So, liquid doesn't come out of the tummy, but if they touch, then they will asur each other.
And the Rama says, the tree from kosher tahor will be okay, got no asur. And in the comments, I'm going to lose things. So, two things.
First of all, if the tummy is malach, then even if there's just a pool of liquid, it'll trafe up the tahor one, because the trafe will go into the liquid, and the liquid will go into the tahor one. So if the tummy is maluach, if they're both maluach, or the tummy is maluach, whether touching or whether they're just in a pool of liquid, it'll be trafe. If the tar is maluach and the tummy is tafel, then if they're touching, it'll be machlokas, and we're machver, unless it's hefsim beruba.
But if they're... although the shach points out that maybe you don't do,
okay, but if they're not touching, then it'll be okay. It's just, it's very logical. If they're not touching and no liquid's coming out of the tummy, then how can anything get trafe? But if they are touching, then maybe the tummy will trafe up the tar one a little, because it's touching the salty part.
Any questions? Okay, Sif Dalid. Had the Amrinan, the Eno also look at the Klipa.
Now this is general Sif Dalid, really belonging to, not really belonging, what I mean is it's parallel to Simon Tzadi Aleph or Kof Hey. It has nothing to do specifically with our sugya. I got for a second. The air conditioning isn't working with Klal, is it?
Yeah.
Will opening the windows help?
I mean, try turn electricity. If we turn the electricity and turn off the lights, then maybe it doesn't
hear the noise.
Yeah, it's probably hot here.
I think I just pressed the button that says it should go on air conditioning. See if that does anything.
Okay. See if that helps. The Dalid. Had the Amrinan. The Eino also elokde klipa. Hainuk sheshtem kechushos. When do we say?
Give it a second.
When do we say, okay, back. When do we say that salting will only ask for kidei klipa? So everyone knows the answer. That's when, right, here he's talking about salting trafe, but he's not talking about dan anymore. Siv Gimel is talking about salting trafe with kosher. So when we say salting trafe with kosher will only ask for kidei klipa, Machabe says, hayinu tshashtem kechushos. That's if they're both lean. Aval achmei shmeinu, but if even one of them is fatty, because remember, it's ozal hayinu fatim mahai. If even one of them is fatty, a filo mechatil a trade because of a chidu asher shebe. Even if the iser is takalim, but the and the heter is fatty, fapeh iser bechula, then the iser taste will go through the whole kosher one, and the trefum will asher the entire kosher one. Like we already remember, im haisa trefum aluchal amat, which is the tagavar. Of course, now there's mechadish can asher the whole thing. That's only if the trefum. That's only if the. If the salty one is on the bottom, because that's how it governs. If the salty one is on top and the tougher one is on the bottom, then it won't work. But if you remember the Ramah was machmir, that we don't apply to Tagover at all to Malisa, and if it's shumming, then it'll answer the whole thing either way. Okay, that's what the that's what he means by I in the comments of Kofei Keats and Noagin, that we're no Hague a little different. And that's what the Shach points out in Kof Gimel, that we Ashkenazim are knowing that top and bottom is no relevance for Meluach. If they're Kachosh, truth is, for us, even Kachosh and Shomim has no relevance for Meluach. Nothing is any relevance for Malicha. We assume it'll also always trape up the whole thing. Okay. Hey, Yesh Omrim. Now, someone tell me what this reminds us of from yesterday. Yesh Omrim, some people are machmir, right? This is the Rashba says, some of my Rebbeim are machmir on this. Shebasar shenimlach, asher lahash hoso b'milcho, la'achar plitis kol tziro, da'ayim yushtemes reshaos. We'll see, it's not clear how long. I said all day, it'll be fully tzir. We're not sure if that means a 12-hour day or a 24-hour day. So let's use 12 hours here, for example. Some people say you can't salt the meat for more than 12 hours. Because after it finishes being pulled all the tzir, it'll then reabsorb its own dam that's smeared on the side. And that's in the salt. And some people say, no, you can salt it for as long as you want. We should not, if this is a repetition of something you said yesterday, you want to salt it for a long time, wash it off and then resalt it. But b'di'eved, it is okay. Now what's the svara here? What's the svara for saying it's mutter? After all, when it finishes being pulled all its tzir, won't it reabsorb the dam when it finishes being pulled all its tzir? So, one second. If this is a shtickle nafkamina here, well, I say only a shtickle, because sif hey, will it reabsorb its dam after 12 hours? Why do I say it's a shtickle nafkamina? Because who among these four shitas would say it's perfectly fine? Who would say, you know, for sure it won't reabsorb any dam? Rabbeinu Tam, dam mishrik sharik, right? It doesn't reabsorb the dam. Dam mishrik sharik, it slips off. Now, obviously, there's a limit. He admits that if you cook it, the dam won't be mishrik sharik, because then it's like all together like an enclosed area. He admits it, a clean manukah. Obviously, there's a pool, a guma, or a cliche in a manukah, or a pot. But as long as there's room for it to slide, dam is mishrik sharik. So, Rabbeinu Tam would say it's for sure mutter. Well, what about all these other three deos? All these other three deos would say that, think about it, if the whole heter is I've been turning with letzir, after 12 hours, not being pulling any tzir. If the whole heter is because it's been pulling down all along to the other piece, what other piece? We're talking about only one piece. Over here, if the heter is because it's being pulling tzir, it's finished being pulling tzir. So all these other three deos should say it's usher, but what other angle could you be matter from? The angle of? Yeah, Maisa Darashi. Usher, unless, but, mutter, if you hold like the Maisa Darashi. So it's not a clear enough gemina. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam, clear enough gemina. Dom, Mr. Sharik, nothing to talk about. He would say Rashi had lots to talk about. That was in a cliche in a Manukah. But over here, if it's just sitting there and the dam has where to fall, dam slips off. Everyone else would say, they wouldn't say usher, they say there's lots to talk about. Usher, unless you hold from one of Rashi's two svaras. One of Rashi's two svaras, either the pasa koach hamelach, obviously if pasa koach hamelach, it would be mutter, or dam is trapped in the melach. Remember, those are the two svaras Tosfos gave for Rashi. Either dam is trapped in the melach and can't go back. Can't get back into the meat, or pasakoh hamelach, and now it's just cold, and cold doesn't absorb. If you help one of those two svaras, it would be mutter. So, what are we paskin l'chora? Well, what are we paskin? We paskin asr l'chadchila, and b'di'eved, it is mutter. Why do we paskin asr l'chadchila? Because we don't like Rabbeinu Tam. Why do we paskin b'di'eved, it is, why do we paskin, b'di'eved. One second. Yeah. The we paskin asur l'chatchila. Why asur l'chatchila? Because we don't look like we're being a Tom. We hold like the other day is that it's similar to Maisa Darashi, and in Maisa Darashi, we wouldn't do that l'chatchila. But mutter b'di'eved. Oh, why is it mutter b'di'eved? So according to the Mechaber, it's clear why it's mutter b'di'eved, because he's told like Maisa Darashi. The Ramah was Machaber and Maisa Darashi. So why here is it mutter b'di'eved? The answer is, and the Tanz throws in another story, but the simple answer is, because over here, you have all the kulas that you have, it might be mutter the Maisa Darashi, and also it might be mutter because it's not Mishra Sharik. You have tutzdag and lahakel. So if you have tutzdag and lahakel, it's mutter b'di'eved. After all, maybe Maisa d'Rashi is right. And even if Maisa d'Rashi, Rashi was wrong, over here you have damish, that's because it was in a barrel. Over here you have damish rikshari, so you have another tzad lahakel. So we pass him mutter b'di'eved. But tzeira, basically your bein of tam, and Maisa d'Rashi. Although, again, the acronym here throw in some other stars, which we don't have to go into now. What?
It's like a Rav Avadya according to
Shitzit. No, because the difference is that Rav Avadya says automatically when you can find two machlokos, you can make a space, they can be mako. We just say sometimes there were things. Everyone agrees sometimes if you have two studs in the lahakel, you can be mako depending on the weight you give to each of those studs. The only difference is that
but
other posts can. What?
Machabed didn't pass him like Rav Avadya.
Right, even though we don't, right, correct, we are, even though we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, but nonetheless, he's a strong enough tzad. You put together, meaning the Maisa d'Rashi is strong enough, because after all, what did the Ramah said about the Maisa d'Rashi yesterday, that if there's Hefsed Meruba and Tzorich Mitzvah, he didn't say, or he said, and, you can be Mako. So he said, after all, we rely on him, Maisa d'Rashi is a lot to rely on, Rabbeinu Tam is a lot to rely on, and they throw in a few more svaras, so. But it's an art, not a science, according to everyone but Rav Avadya. Someone who is a Bar Hachi to make that judgment has to judge when 2, 3, 4, 5 sudden lahakel add up to a kula and not, as opposed to Rav Avadya, who would say, no, just say me Tom's fake sveika. And even Rav Avadya would probably admit you have to be somewhat of a Bar Hachi just to make sure you're doing the fake sveika properly. But it's once for Rav Avadya, as long as you're not making any mistakes on the way. Yeah, and I would wait for Avadi to do it. I wouldn't do it myself. So for Avadi, as long as you're not making mistakes on the way, it works. For us, just you have to look in the post and see if someone made that judgment. If not, if you're a Bar Hachi, you make the judgment yourself, fine. Otherwise, better ask someone who is. now, Vav. Sif Vav is where really all the Nafkaminas come into play, and it gets very labedic. Yesh Osrin Liting Basar Shalonim Lach Klau. We're not going to finish the Vav. Okay, let's at least introduce the Vav. Yesh osin litein basar shlo nimlach klal, osin nimlach upolat kaldomo, meaning either never salted meat or previously salted meat, in basar shen nimlach kodem pleitaso dam, with meat that's still in the middle of being polated dam. Lefisha basar shlo nimlach, osin nimlach upolat kaldomo, chozer bolem imashach avir pole. Because if this basar was never salted or was previously salted, so right now it's not being sending out its dam. So if right now it's not sending out its dam, it'll absorb the dam of the other ones. The yesh matirim al yidei melicha shim lechena achar kach ki oz yaflit kol dam shabala. The yesh matirim b'chol zeh ulechachila yesh lachosh ledivrei ha osrim. Okay, so what? There are three shittos here, although we're not sure what they are. Right? Remember the three shittos. There's the yesh Osrim, then there's the Yesh Matir, and then there's the Yesh Matir Becholzeh. So what do the Yesh Osrim what did the Yesh Osrim hold? And here's where the someone made this point before. Okay. First, Yesh Osrim. Who are those Yesh Osrim, by the way? The Yesh Osrim are the Rashba and the Ran. Okay, pretty kosher. The Yesh Osrim. Why did the Yesh Osrim say it's a problem? Because it'll absorb dam, and it won't be able to. Be maflit that dam again. Right. So what do they? Why won't it be able to maflit that dam again? If it absorbed dam, why won't it be able to maflit that dam again? So apparently they say that there's no ID de miflat de day halit dam de chavre if it absorbed dam Let's say better. Here. later. Right? Who made the suggestion before?
I didn't put on the board yet. So, not so pashut.
We should put a little star here. Right? They say, for sure, what do they say? They say that there's no, it will not re,
one second. This is the Mechaber. Oh, we don't even have to go so far. Yeah, let's say it's separate.
Sorry, I'll take that back. The Yesh Ostrim could just hold like four, and they deny ID the Polet Dide Polet Dechavre, and they deny Mishrak Shark. Right? And maybe these Yesh Ostrim,
right, could fit in with Machaber.
They say, why if you salt meat together is it kosher? Because it never absorbs. But this meat did absorb because it fell in. This meat did absorb. Because when it fell in, it wasn't salted. When it fell in, it wasn't busy at all, so it absorbed. They deny Mishrak Shark, it absorbed. And they deny ID the Polit Dide Polit Machaber. Unless you want to be more subtle and say they deny it works later. Just suggest, well, let's take it simpler. These Yesh Ostrim say that no, once absorbed, it never comes out. We have a kula when you salt meat together that it never is bolea. But once it's bolea, it never comes out. Malicha only gets out its own dam. Malicha doesn't get out foreign dam. Then there's the second. The Yesh Matirin al Yidei Malicha Shim Lechenu Achar Kach Oz Yapit Kol Dam Shabal. The second day of the Yesh Matirin, which is the Sefer Truma, also the Rabbeinu Yonah, says, what is the B? Yesh Matirim Al Yidei Malicha. What's the Svara of B? Exactly. B holds like
2 or 3.
Says, yeah, Takit will absorb. Right? They don't Mishrak Shark. Yeah, it will absorb. But even though it absorbs, it will come out later. Now, here's the only tricky part. What about C? Yesh Matirim. Oh, hold on a second. We have to understand the Yesh Matirim Al Yidei Malicha property. In which case will the Yesh Matirim be Matir?
We haven't sold it.
Exactly. Only Matir never salted meat. Right? The Yesh Matirim Al Yidei Malicha are only matter if it was never salted meat. Now, this is what the meaning. You could get out of this, but if you look at where it's coming from in the Beis Yosef, you can. It was previously salted meat that already finished its salting process. Then you can't. Then it's too late. But if it was never salted meat, then the Yesh Matirin say, never salted meat. Then I do the Polit Dam Dide, Polit Dam Dechavre. So they're half matter. And that's it in the B and C. C is the Yesh Matirim Becholzeh are matter everything. Why are they matter everything, though? There are two options. Why are they matter everything? Could be because matter everything, no matter what kind of meat falls into the tzir, it's mutter. What's one reason why? Exactly. This is the svara of the Gra. The Gra says they hold Dam Mishrak Sharik. If the reason is Dam Mishrak Sharik, then they're matter any meat, no matter what state that falls into the seer, and what pool, they're matter even without resalting it, right? Hold like one, and therefore it's mutter, even without another malicha.
It was
correct. Right. Or, Jeff, what's another way to explain the Yesh Matirin? What does the Shach say? Another way to explain the Yesh Matirin? Exactly. This is, they hold like 5. And here's where I said that we'll get to your svara. Maybe they hold like 5. There's a svara of kibolo kachpolto. You don't need any ID to politi day. Anything that came into Malicha goes out through Malicha, regardless of whether your own, whether its own dam is coming out. Malicha in, Malicha takes it out, so maybe they hold kibolo kachpolto, just like you can kasher a pot the same way it absorbed, it'll come out. You can kasher meat the same way it absorbed, it'll come out. Better than any of these 2, 3, or 4 svaras. Right? And therefore, it's mutter after you salt it. Of course, as pointed out, if it was never salted, you have to salt it anyway, but if it was previously salted meat, then it's mutter after you salt it. That is that's what I said. Sevav is going to be full of. Now, the rest of it is just going to be details and details of all the subtle chimukim, these nafkaminas. Basically, it's full of nafkaminas of this chakira. Let's just chazer for a second, and then we'll see how we paskin.
Another force.
Okay, can I erase this?
Did I just erase the top here?
Here we have the Yesh Osrim, and here we have the Yesh Matirin, and here we have the Yesh Matirin Bichol Zeh, and here we have the case of never salted meat that accidentally falls into the Tzir of Malicha. And here we have the case of previously salted but now tafel meat that falls in. Actually, it doesn't matter if it's previously salted meat, but it already finished, right? Previously salted, previously completely salted meat that falls in, right? Because if it's still in the middle of salting, then obviously it's not going to be pulled out. So what's the din? So the Yesh Osrim say, either way, Aser, right? That once it absorbs, Dom checks in, it doesn't check out. The Yesh Matirin say, no, if it was previously salted, that's Aser forever. But over here, it's Mutar Al Yidei Malicha, because it still has to expel its own juices, so it'll also expel this foreign Dom. But this guy, which has no more juice of its own, so too late. The Yesh Matirin Bechol Zeh, oops, I made a little mistake. Shach Gra. According to the Shach hold, Mutar Al Yidei Malicha, they just hold, like this new fifth svar of Kibolo Kachpolto, that even if it's not being pulled anything else, doesn't matter, what comes into Malicha comes out to Malicha. While the Gra would say, it's Mutar Stam, of course in this case, you still need Malicha for a different reason, because it was never salted yet. Although I guess if you want to eat it raw, you could. The Gra says, Dam Mishrik Sharik, and therefore, it never absorbed anything. So, yeah, you need Malicha because it never salted for, because you always need a Malicha anyway, but it never absorbed anything. That's the, seems to be 3 shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, but actually 4.
Need Hadacha, according to the
Gra. Definitely need Hadacha. Right, definitely need Hadacha. No question. Mutar Al Yidei Hadacha. Because it does have the N on it. How do we paskin? The Mechaber says, L'chachilo rechoshesh for the most machmir shita. But b'di'eved, seemingly we rely, say, L'chachilo, we should be choshesh for divrei ha'usra. Right? So b'di'eved, it seems to be we rely on the most makel shita.
Okay.
The, 1 second. Yeah.
So, what does that mean? Lechachila, we're machmir. Right? Because this was based on shita number 4, which the Mechaber said. But b'di'evet, you know what? When the Mechaber said shita number 4, he meant that's what he passes lechachila. But b'di'evet, he also admits to either shita 1 or 5. So, I don't know which one it is, but either one of these two shitas, the Mechaber is willing to rely on b'di'evet. Which means that basically any case where shitas 1 and 5 would be makel, b'di'evet, the Mechaber would rely on. What about the Ramah? The Ramah says, afilu b'di'evet, no'agin la'asrom nafal basar shekvar palat kol domo v'tziro. We say even b'di'evet it's asr. If it was previously completely salted meat, that's usher even b'di'evit. Avol baser shalosha adayin shir malicha. V'yesh omer shekoma eisla eisla ach shenimlach poletz. Sorry, eitzel baser shalosha adayin shir malicha. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says we hold like the yesh matirin. Right, so this is the lechatchila. Why not be machmir? This is the Ramah b'di'evet. And that's why the Taz says, so b'di'evet, he holds like 2 or 3, and 2 is more mainstream like 3. That's where the Taz gets it from. And the Mechaber b'di'evet holds like, which is one of the things I admit, it makes it a little complicated. You can hold like more than one shita if you want to be very makel, which the Mechaber seems too b'di'evet.
Okay, we'll do one more detail, and maybe then we will call it a day. The 1 second. Yeah. The emnaga, the h omrim. Question is, how long did it take to get rid of the tzir? V'yesh omrim, shekol me'eis le'eis le'achar shenimlach poli tzir, v'yem noga toch manzel le'bosar shenimlach lo'sha adayin shir malicha eno ne'asar v'chein no'agin. Some people say it takes 24 hours to get rid of the tzir. So as long as within 24 hours, you're still okay. It's third month latzir, and it's going to be poli, whatever it absorbs. V'chein no'agin, ach v'makam she'ein hef samru, v'yesh le'asar le'achar shteimis re'isha'os. The kodin loze ein lahachmir klau. So the Ramah says, look, within 12 hours you shouldn't be awkward at all. It's mutter b'di'evet. We say it's still being polite tzir. After 24 hours, it's usher b'di'evet. It's not being polite tzir. It absorbs and it'll never come out. Between 12 and 24, we're not sure if it's polite tzir. So we're machmir, but it has some meruba, we're makel. Okay, we'll finish up some of the rest of these concepts, Mir Tzashem, tomorrow. And we left ourselves a lot for tomorrow. What? Yeah, maybe Friday. Okay, well, we'll definitely finish up Siman Ayin and just try to understand all, you know, the logic behind everything. And then Siman Ayin Aleph and Ayin Beis, we will try to run through as much as we can of it.